Please.
Ma'amar Arvut.
Article of the Arvut, Mutual Guarantee, the Writings of Rabash.
Shekol Yisrael arevim ze baze.
Sorry, of course, Writings of Baal HaSulam, the Arvut.
This is very interesting. If I talk about the kli that was whole, and then went through a complete, absolute shattering, to the extent in which not one part didn't break, you can't even imagine such a thing. It turns out that every single part of me is in each and every one, in all the souls. And what's in me also is all the parts of all the souls. It's very hard to depict this. But just imagine what total incorporation there is here. And then in accordance with the upper light influencing, bestowing upon each and every part, each part corrects itself in connecting to everyone. Yes.
All of Israel are responsible for one another.
Specifically as a result of the shattering. If there was no shattering, all the parts would not be incorporated in one another and wouldn't be able to reach being guarantors to one another.
This is to speak of the Arvut, the mutual guarantee when all of Israel became responsible for one another, because the Torah was not given to them before each and every one from Israel was asked if he agreed to take upon himself the commandment of loving others in the full measure expressed in the words, love your friend as yourself, as explained in Article Matan Torah.
Meaning all the parts have to be included without any boundaries between one another. Only by this, the complete correction of the shattered vessel will come, and then through the great incorporation, this mutual incorporation that they attain, the Creator can be revealed 620 times, meaning in a true manner, as He wanted to start with the whole Kli. Why? Because the Arvut is not just the parts that were together and exploded and flew into all kinds of directions and are coming back to be together like they were. They remain in all the Kelim where they're incorporated through the shattering, and there, specifically from all those Kelim, they operate. And then it's interesting how there's a mutual involvement from every Kli and all the different Klis which we attain throughout the whole of our history, corporeally, and our entire spiritual upliftment on the spiritual ladder.
This means that each and every one in Israel would take upon himself to care and work for each member of the nation, to satisfy all their needs, no less than the measure imprinted in him to care for his own needs. Once the whole nation unanimously agreed and said, we will do and we will hear, each member of Israel became responsible that no member of the nation will lack anything. Only then did they become worthy of receiving the Torah, and not before. With this collective responsibility, each member of the nation was liberated from worrying about the needs of his own body and could observe the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself, in the fullest measure and give all that he had to any needy person, since he no longer cared for the existence of his own body. As we knew, for certain that he was surrounded by 600,000 loyal lovers standing ready to provide for him, as explained in the article Matan Torah.
Clear? Ask while we're going.
What's the connection between Itkalelut and Arvut, the mingling and Arvut?
Arvut is the condition by which the incorporation needs to be. As no one can correct himself if he doesn't care for all the other kli, except for himself. Otherwise, he won't be corrected on his own. Meaning, in order for me to come to correction, I need to be concerned with being a guarantor for the whole kli. That's my correction. Because in me, myself, there's nothing to correct, just like in no one else, but only in the connection between us. So each of us needs to be concerned, caring for the connection he has with others, which is called Arvut, as only in such a way I correct myself.
And the result of the Arvut is the Itkalelut, the mingling, the integration?
Yes. The complete incorporation.
So that's already the corrected state. And Arvut is the condition?
Arvut is the condition.
The condition is that I care for all of these parts?
Yes. Well, what does it mean that I care? I'm responsible for the fact that they will be corrected. They cannot correct themselves, but rather I must correct everything. I correct the world. And that's how each and every one is, inside himself.
Why is that the correction? Why is it in that, that I'm responsible for that they will be corrected? Is that the correction?
Yes, because you're integrated in everyone, so you have to care to be incorporated in everyone in a practical way, and to awaken them so that they will do the actions that they need to do.
What's the matter of getting rid of the self-love that no one will take care of themselves?
Without doing that, you can't care for them. Self-love gives you discernments of where you are and where the others are, seemingly the others. As then, if you get rid of the self-love, you can care for others, and then you can carry out connection in them and correction in them. Arvut. One is connected to the other. It's actually two demands, but they complement one another.
What are the two conditions?
The two demands, self-love on one hand and Arvut on the other.
To get rid of self-love and being Arvut, that's the...
Let's say it that way.
And the result is the incorporation.
Let's say so.
I'm asking.
You're asking, but if I answer you, it won't help you at all. You need to think on your own more and to understand here from your internal questions. More?
Oh.
But before the shattering, did we have Arvut between us?
There wasn't Arvut because there was no shattering. There was no need in a quality that's connecting everyone.
Yes. So how can we know how to return to Arvut, to that quality?
From the shattering. Out of the shattering, you understand the need for Arvut. And if we didn't have a shattering, you wouldn't discover at all a need for this. A need for Arvut. Yes.
I understand there's a need for it, but how do I do it if I don't have it?
If you yearn for connection, you begin to discover slowly, slowly through the reforming light what you're truly missing. What form of connection you're missing. And that connection is called Arvut. Give it to Bill.
It gets a little confusing. And I feel like I'm asking which came first, the chicken or the egg. But it seems that without the annulment inclusion, there can't be Arvut. But yet you just said with the Arvut is where you get the inclusion. So is it the same? I mean, is it?
We need to try and incorporate in one another, like Rabash writes to us, and out of that we will learn all the rest. In the efforts to integrate, connect, complete one another, we will learn what we're missing. That's the way. Yes.
Where is the creator in Arvut? Is it in the friends?
Inside the Arvut itself. Inside the Arvut itself is where the creator is. If we observe the Arvut, we discover him as the source of the Arvut.
No.
You said in the beginning that every part includes all of the shattered parts, and all of the shattered parts also includes the parts of the soul of each part. And then every part is...
Every part includes all the parts. That's the law of the shattering, yes.
So why do we say and feel that we're completely different?
We are different because we don't even discover the shattering. Who's broken? But when we start to discover ourselves as broken by the reforming light, then we discover that really we include within us all the parts of creation. And then each and every one can say, I include within me the whole world. The world was created for me.
We say, and it's written, that every person is completely different from each other. And what are we different?
We're different in the manner of the incorporation. There is in me my point, my spark, and the incorporation from everyone. You have in you your spark and your incorporation with everyone. And by that, in all those combinations that each has, we're all different. Yes?
The friends who came from Europe came to incorporate and connect, and they come out with a lot of responsibility, that develop a responsibility to the friends in Europe. They want already to help and support and connect. Is that a sort of alvut, what they feel?
Yes. Yes. We are standing behind them. I am willing to be their partners in everything, as long as they're not afraid and they continue.
Yes. What is it to stay tied, connected in Atarvut? We come out, we exit this building, and the world really changes. They're going to fly thousands of kilometers. What is it from our side to keep them in that connection? And what is it on their side?
They need to remain connected to us in any free moment. And we will continue to advance towards the convention. We'll go through it, God willing, in a good, strong way. And then it'll be easier for us. We need to bring all the people who are coming to the convention to the same feeling and state that they're in now. That's it. That's what we need to work on. Good.
No.
It's written here that once the nation has agreed unanimously, we will do and we will hear. Each member of Israel became responsible that no member of the nation will lack anything. Only then did they become worthy of receiving the Torah and not before. Can we say that we will do and we will hear is the condition of Alvut, and Alvut is a condition for receiving the Torah?
Yes.
What is we will do and what will and what is that we hear?
A commitment and an obligation to correction. That's how it is for the time being. Okay? Let's go.
For this reason, they were not ready to receive the Torah at the time of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but only when they came out of Egypt and became a complete nation. Only then was there a possibility to guarantee everyone's needs without any care or concern. However, while they were still mingled with the Egyptians, a portion of their needs was necessarily given into the hands of these savages, permeated with self-love.
Meaning there's a special state here where a person, leave Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Egypt, and all those things. He has to talk in such a way that it suits everyone. But certainly, what are we talking about? A person who wants to emerge from his ego and discover God, that he has a burning point in his heart, then he makes efforts, meaning he's willing to rise above his ego. It's not simple. The Creator moves him through many torments and problems, which are all called by the name of the exile of Egypt. Eventually, a person arises above that feeling. That feeling of rising above it is such that he can see all those disturbances from above and understands that these disturbances come so that he will rise above. These disturbances come so that he will hold on to the Creator, the teacher, the study. And then he is in a way that he is seemingly from Egypt, from his ego, capable to think that he wants to emerge out of it. And that's when he comes to a state which is called the giving of the Torah, Matan Torah. Meaning, if he rises above his ego and is willing to connect with others in order to correct the general state, then in order to correct this desire and connect with everyone, he'll find this force that he doesn't have, this force that's called Torah. And then he seemingly stands under a mountain of his ego and is willing for the condition of Arvut in order to receive the Torah, the upper light, and to correct himself. Next.
Thus, the portion that is given into the hands of foreigners will not be secured for any person from Israel, because his friends will not be able to provide for those needs, as they will not be in possession of them. Consequently, as long as the individual is troubled with concerns for himself, he is unfit to even begin to observe the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself.
It's clear. We must feel that we're dependent upon one another, that we're broken, and that we're in the ability to receive the forces to correct ourselves and reach correction. Then it's considered that we are ready for the mitzvah of love thy friend as thyself.
Thus, you evidently find that the giving of the Torah had to be delayed until they came out of Egypt and became a nation on their own, meaning when all their needs were provided for by themselves, independently of others. This qualified them to receive the above arvut, and then they were given the Torah. It turns out that even after the reception of the Torah, if a handful from Israel betray and return to the filth of self-love without consideration of others, that same amount that is put in the hands of those few would burden each one in Israel with the need to provide for it themselves, because those few will not pity them at all. Hence, the fulfillment of the mitzvah of loving one's friend will be prevented from the whole of Israel.
Questions?
He writes here that as long as they're in the hands of the foreigners, they will not be secured for any person from Israel.
Yes.
Why? The whole world key that are trying to build this tent and give that place where it'll be nourished, and that they will be this source of life. And they will be trying to keep it the way that we every day try, day and night, not coming out of this place of how to unite Europe. That's it. That'll be our reality.
I didn't understand the question.
Why don't we take this ten that's built, we'll give it a place, and we'll care for all of their needs, and that they will be this source of life for Europe. And they'll think day and night just how to connect Europe. And we'll care for all of their needs. And they'll implement everything that's happening in the morning lesson for Europe. What's not okay with this scenario?
It's not accustomed to do such a thing in the wisdom of Kabbalah to advance that way to the Creator. A person who wants to carry out his corrections must be a usual thing. He has to work, to study, to have a family, to live in his nation and advance that way. And then, out of all that he observes and in his life, his civil life, I don't know how to say it, in his earthly life, together with that, to truly excel in the wisdom of Kabbalah in connection between the people. It can't be that we will open up some club or locale and in such a way behave that way. That won't be correction. That will not be a correction. I also thought that way, and I got many explanations about that. Yes?
If the ten and all of us together think that they themselves, not that we will nourish them, but they will live together in one room, in one place,
that's prohibited. Prohibited as far as the spiritual correction. Do you understand that or not? Even if you'll have all the money in the world and all the palaces and whatnot, you're not allowed to do that. They need to work like a regular person and to be in a family like regular people and to care for all their needs and to study and with that, care for dissemination.
Okay, go right to the part where they nourish them, but that they will live in one place physically.
No.
If it's neat,
if it's needed, the Creator will care for this. That's not what we need to be caring for.
Ken.
Yes.
Do we build our vut artificially? Or is our vut already in us and we just have to see it?
We build the Arvut. The Arvut is the kind of connection between the shattered vessels to the extent in which they need to be incorporated in one another. Connected. Yes.
What's that empty place that the Creator needs to be discovered?
The empty space where the Creator is to be revealed is the place in which our mutual rejections occur, as we free them of hatred and bring connections and love there, and then in accordance with equivalence of form between that place and the Creator is revealed in that place, in the form of Naran Chai.
If it's not revealed, then how do we find it in those places?
We free up that place from our ego, from our hatred.
With what strength?
In prayer, in the force of the light.
We will say, yeah, it comes from outside.
Of course, the force is not in us, but we want it to come.
Prayer is our action that will bring that force, that will help us free up that space.
Yes. Yes, only that way.
What does it mean to correct the kelim, the vessels of the friend?
To correct the kelim of the friend, I can only by supplying him with arvut, confidence, security, support, love, all that I can, in order to really bring light to him through me. Yes?
How can I correct the world? I'm correcting what seems flawed to me.
That's considered correcting the world. Of course, I'm not correcting the world, I'm correcting myself. The world is in me, in my perception. What is outside of my perception? I don't know. There's nothing there. Could be that there's something there that I can't attain. What I feel inside is called my world. It is what I need to correct. What does that mean? To fill it with the friends, which will be the building of my kli, and with the Creator, which is called my light.
How to bring the quantity is a quality.
The quantity itself inverts into quality by the light. That's it. Good. Who else?
Москва.
Раз, раз, слышно?
Ken.
Вы сказали, что, что на самом деле поручительство происходит самим Творцом.
You said that a connection happens through the Creator. What does it mean in this new degree?
Yes. The Arvut is a result of an illumination from above, which we feel this force that operates in us. And then we're capable of connecting to us additional kelim to participate with them, and then that participation is called Arvut. It's not something obscured. It's tangible. It connects us. It strengthens us. It connects us into one network, which is called the Ravut. Okay?
Ken.
Yes.
Yes.
We read here that friends won't be able to fill the needs because they're not in their hands. This portion that is given into the hands of foreigners will not be secured for any person from Israel because his friends will not be able to provide for those needs as they will not be in possession of them. What's the salvation from this? How is one saved from this?
The salvation for an individual is that he wants to be connected to everyone, and he asks from the Creator to give him the strength to be connected to everyone, to fill them, to strengthen them. Arvut is the creation of a net of connection between everyone. As in this net, the Creator is revealed.
Turns out until then, the person is disconnected from others. How can he then turn to the Creator?
He can't.
And they can't help him.
He can't.
So what's the salvation here?
The salvation is that he should turn. They should turn. He has no spiritual connection with others and with the Creator. Let him cry out. Let him scream. He had the connection of ours from above down, and we can, with this connection, turn to others and to the Creator, and one will help his friend, such that the connection between us, even if it's corrupted, and with it turn to the Creator to correct it.
Ken.
Yes.
Avud can only be above the ego, the self-love. So what is it? Is it like a kli or a vessel, or is it a force that's holding it?
It's a force that connects between us, a network, a net, a web that connects between us, a net of forces. But who wanted there?
I heard you said that every holiday has every part of the shattering in it.
Yes.
Is there also the impression that they were in this complete kli?
Yes.
If so, why does every shattering have a different impression of the complete kli?
How do you know these things?
Why don't we feel the same place that we need to be connected?
It's concealed from you thousands of degrees. How can you feel that? You're asking to have some impression of Ein Sof from the whole Kli. You're under all the degrees. Therefore, you don't feel it. Okay?
We need to do this in harmony, in this request for our avut?
That we can't know. You can't check it. We simply need to be inclined towards that as much as possible. Because that's a sign of a kli that is about to be connected, corrected.
We spoke today in the wonderful workshop about the warmth that's between us, that we warm each other. Is there a state where everyone or a critical mass come and ask for our vote?
Yes, of course. Yes, and even if they don't quite want it and it's not quite a critical mass, but nevertheless, as they're asking, it's good.
Question is that a condition for receiving avut?
Yes, of course. The demand, the lack for avut is the condition, and we need to ask. We need to nudge like a baby, like a little child, even though he doesn't want, he feels like it. And he truly creates havoc in the whole house.
Above that general inclination, is it something that all of us together in one moment need to say, now, that's our life?
as much as possible. You can't at once with everyone together from all your heart to one desire for one goal. You're not capable of such things. But for us to be inclined towards Arvut, in a tendency towards it, the Creator will already connect us.
How can we pass this on? Say that even a few are not in it and it's over. How can we understand this sentence?
That we need to try with that, for all our forces that for the time being are being revealed in us, that they will all want to be in Arvut, in such a combination between them in which the Creator will be revealed. But again, this is a gradual thing, and as much as possible, the main thing is to be inclined towards this all the time. Yes.
Вот вы еще как-то говорили такое понятие, тоже запало, но в душу.
You also said something like about the soul.
Состояние хорошее или подъем, или просто хорошее, ты должен делить на всех.
That a good feeling or a scent can pass because we need to include with everyone. And this is also for bad states that you need to share with others. Does it include this, the concept of all food?
First, I don't understand what you said before. Good things we may be able to share with others, bad things certainly not. Certainly not. I need to constantly be concerned with how I raise them in their mood and their ability and their enthusiasm and force, and not that I'm lowering that for them. That's one thing. And to live in such a way.
I understood that you were talking about the middle line or something like that.
I won't talk about that now. That's not associated with Arvut. Okay. Yes.
Cada vez más siento que lo que estamos hablando, Arvut, de Zeno.
Every time more and more it's felt that when we talk about Arvut, the tens, states that are very high. Arvut is the fruit of connection. It's a state that we need to attend in the Congress in Europe between the European friends and the world Kli.
That's the force that the Creator gives according to our demand. It's not that it's in us. We don't have anything in us. But the Creator does and gives. So we need to place ourselves in such a state that we will be able to demand and receive. Yes.
L'arvut est le résultat de la plegaria ou l'arvut
is a result of the prayer, or is it the prayer itself?
Arvut is the force that binds between us. You have shattered vessels that have a distance between them. Arvut is the net that connects all those parts together. That's it. Like a shoelace, which goes from one part to another, from one hole to another. You're connecting those parts together. That net, which ties together the shattered pieces, together in that net, that's where the Creator clothes. That's where He's revealed. That net of forces, these mutual net of forces to connect, to love, to give, to participate, it's in that net that the Creator clothes. It's called Arvut.
Esta primera fase antes de ganar el arvut es
the first stage of all vote. Is it personal? Is it my state in the tent? And afterwards, in the tent, when we get to the prayer, I don't know how to express it.
Anachno.
We are putting forth an effort to connect between us. We feel that we're not capable. The moment we feel that we're not capable, immediately we need to develop prayer. Because everything is attained only by the force of prayer. So we raise our request to the Creator. We ask of Him from the general force of bestowal of all of reality called the Creator. We ask of Him to build between us such connections that will be according to His nature. According to His nature. The force of bestowal, the force of love, the force of giving, for us to help one another, move one another. That's what we're asking. Until we receive. To the extent in which we receive the force of our vut, we rise in the degrees. According to the force of Avut, the Creator is revealed. According to the force of Avut, we do acts of mutual bestowal, which are called mitzvot. Everything in accordance with the force of bestowal, of Avut, I'm sorry. Don't think of this word Arvut. I remember myself also like that I was. Don't think of this word that it's something that I don't know, I don't understand what to do with it, where to put it. It's kind of also Arvut. It's like some heavy concept. It's simply the kind of connection, it's the right form of connection between us, where one helps each another, where we love one another, where we're connected to one another. The force of bestowal between us is called Arvut. And this net of forces between us, between all of us, is the place where the Creator is revealed.
Ken.
Yes.
Can we say that the word avod comes from the word of mixing?
It could be.
It's like incorporating, mingling, mixing. Is that the word that we're looking for?
Yes. Okay. Yes, Vlad.
How can we build a workshop in the force of our Avut? How do we build a workshop now that we're in a workshop, we're in a congress, there's a person, there's a ten, and at the last moment we want the Creator to be a participant, partner. How do we build this in the ten?
Talk about this, discover the necessity for it. Discover what you want exactly. Ask for the Creator. If you're already a 10, you have minyan. Please ask, you'll receive.
How do we do it? I sat in a 10. I want to get with them to avot. I want the Creator to be our partner.
The Creator is not a partner. You have 9 partners.
You said that you're not asking from the Creator that we were in a workshop now. You didn't include Him. How from the first moment of the workshop do we have it together with the Creator?
As you are about to go and connect between you and discover the deficiency for the connection between you, and you want to raise that connection to the Creator. That's the goal. And therefore, you're now connecting and discussing, what else are we missing? What else do we need? The force of connection, the force of arvut, the force of mutual assistance, and so on.
Everyone clears a space for 9 friends and tries to diminish the null in a way that there will only be those 9 friends.
Yes, yes.
Ken.
Раф, скажите, а вот возможно ли поручительство между высшим и низшим?
Can it there be a wood between the upper and the lower? Let's say I'm teaching my students. Can I be in a wood with them, the Creator? Like you're teaching us, is that a wood? Or is it only for equals?
There's no such thing that I can be a guarantor in your place. No. You need to reach that. Each is a guarantor for his friends, in which he needs to invest himself. That's it. How and what the connection is between the teacher and the students, we're not talking about yet. That will confuse you. Okay? Good, so we're calm already. Yes.
Question from Ukraine. How can we see this perfect world by correcting myself and everyone? If others haven't corrected themselves, I've only corrected my part with them.
If you don't have 9 other friends, certainly you can't correct yourself. But if you have 9 friends, it doesn't matter whether they're close to you in distance or distant, but you're working together with them, then certainly you can already come to the need for arvut and to demand the Creator to be revealed in that. But without partners, it's impossible. Because then a person is kind of deceiving himself in all directions and can't do anything with that. Where are we?
We'll
read. Let's at least finish a part here.
This qualified them to receive the above avud, that even after the reception of the Torah, if a handful from Israel betray and return to the filth of some self-love,
meaning, you see, avud operates in 2 directions. If there are friends and supporters, I can succeed. If they don't help me, they can even lower me, and I won't reach Arvut ever. Yes.
You therefore see that all of Israel are responsible for one another, both on the positive side and on the negative side. On the positive side, if they keep the Arvut to the point that each one cares and satisfies the needs of his friends, they can fully observe the Torah and mitzvot, meaning to bring contentment to their Maker, as mentioned in Matan Torah. On the negative side, if a part of the nation does not want to keep the Arvut, but to wallow in self-love, they cause the rest of the nation to remain immersed in their filth and loneliness without finding a way out of their filth.
The concept of arvut, commitment, the bestowal called the arvut, a person for his friends, can both be positive and negative, and we have to make sure that we truly have friends that are ready for the observance of arvut. Okay? Many people. Yes.
How can it be in a world that all depends on the free choice of a person? People can still, you know, knock it down.
I don't understand. It all depends on a person himself?
A person and the Creator.
How could it be? By what will he correct himself?
He needs to work with the friends, but they don't have free choice. Only the person has the free choice.
How are you saying it that way?
Otherwise, it's a problem. There's a problem that otherwise it doesn't all depend on you. It all depends on me.
Right.
And on the Creator.
Between us, that's why it's called Arvut. Arvut. We are dependent on one another. You are free, I am free. And we need to come to a state in which we commit. The Creator is the guarantor from above that if we want, He will operate.
You can't knock me down in my spiritual path if I'm in love with you. How can it be that the free choice is limited? If I do everything on my side and I ask from the Creator, how can it be that I depend on someone else?
Let's consider that your work is not whole, that you didn't bring me to Arvut.
So it comes back to me.
Of course. Until you see that the friend agrees with you and operates with you in heart and soul, that's considered that the external part of yours that seems to you as external, you correct it. You connect it to you. That's okay. Maybe it answers all the rest of the questions. Yes.
What do you do if a person sees that someone isn't in Alfu? That's what I see.
That's in his ten? In his ten, if he sees that someone's not in Arvut, he needs to talk to the others to see if he's mistaken or not and to operate with them. I don't like philosophies. I'm a person from the grounds. You know, all those philosophizations, it's good, not with me. More? I run away from places where I can fail. Why? Because I'm not a hero. I know that I'm limited with a small mind and with small forces and with my big ego. So I'm afraid. I don't enter into places where there are philosophizations that I can't get out of. That's not a mitzvah. On the contrary, the mitzvah is to not enter them, to see myself as limited, and from all of reality to cut out only the part that I can correct. And a little more, and a little more, and a little more. And then in such a way, you will correct everything. And if you're like a little child and with your intellect, you're trying to pounce on everything like a big hero, that's not a hero. We need to learn how to relate correctly to creation in a scrutinized manner. What the Creator is giving me and what He's not giving, but rather He's opening and saying, here, see, and I don't enter. I don't enter because that's above me. It's written about that a person is not allowed to go into a place of danger. But it's so you don't get confused and scrutinize incorrectly the kelim and not be able to bring them to the love of the Creator. Therefore, we need to see, to always see, not to be a hero, but and not even to be right, but to remain delighted in mercy as much as possible. Chafetz Chesed. That's the condition that a person needs to keep himself in being in such a minimalistic manner. I don't want anything. I don't want anything. Just to be associated with the Creator. In that point of connection, in that little point. No more than that, I don't demand. And then I can develop from that. Because every next step begins from that, you entering once again into Ibur, into the upper. Like a drop of semen inside the womb. Yes.
Society. They go on a method of Bala Sulam. Are they in Alvut? I mean people who've been studying for 10 years plus. Are they working in Alvut? Are they going from quantity to quality?
According to the years?
No. Those who agree to work go on the path of Bala Sulam.
Well, and after 10 years, they go out to Aravut. After 20 years, they...
I say 10 years because you say that this is the time that a person, you know, starts to walk.
Yes.
So I'm taking an example for these more veterans who are going on a path of Bala Sulam. Are they in Aravut?
I don't know. Ask them. Ask them. I'll just tell you that Arvut is the necessary condition for the Creator to be revealed between them. And more than that, it's possible that it's not Arvut, but only the light of Chasadim that is in a person and in several people, and they think that it's the revelation of godliness, and it's not. That's what we usually see, even in those who engage in all kinds of other methods. There is a certain disconnect from the will to receive, but completely not in the direction of the correction of the kli. Yes.
Who's the judge if we're in Alvut?
Me? I'm nothing.
You said to ask the friends.
Ask, you can ask.
Let's say I ask them, and they say we are. And I'm just, you know, if you tell me we're in Alvut, then I, because, you know, you have this, you're the Rav. And, you know, I want to believe the friends, but there's a, it's not clear, this matter.
No. If you don't believe the friends, you have a problem. Okay, guys, Mironi got here. You slept probably the whole time. How much can you sleep? Well, also yesterday, also the day before. Yes.
The intention determines the action. The intention is hidden from us. So it's not clear how can we determine the intention before every action that we attribute to the Creator. Who does this choice of intention, Kavanah?
I don't know. It's a confusion that has no beginning nor an end.
The Chafetz Chesed delights in mercy. Is that the same that we were talking about, that that's the place of connection between us and the Creator?
Yes.
No more questions. There's a question.
There's another question from Spain, from Don, who asks, what is a prayer?
Turning
a prayer is a request for an answer, which raises this deficiency raised by the ten. Unanimously. Well, unanimously means one desire. That's a prayer. It's very worthwhile to do exercises within the ten where you raise yourselves, meaning you raise a prayer. It's very important to even write down a few lines every day what you're about to ask for. That's good.
No.
Does Alvut, the mutual guarantee in the spiritual, have anything to do with the financial Alvut?
I don't know.
Deal with it more. If a person comes to me and asks for Alvut, it's he took a mortgage. And I won't agree to it. Maybe someone else, I trust them and they're important to me, but do I need to work like this with the friends?
I don't know. I don't have a bank account. I'm telling you with all seriousness, I don't have a bank account. So don't come and ask for me to sign.
Just to ask.
To co-sign your loan.
I'm feeling that if they can sign that, if I don't can't pay for it, you'll have to pay for me. I don't mean fair, and I need to check this person out if I trust him.
So in spirituality, we are already to start with in such a commitment that the Creator signed, where each is a guarantor to each other. But that's from above. Do I agree to this from below and want for this to be this way and want to observe it with all my heart? That's already my correction. That's considered make his desire as your desire.
How can it be that I'll be prepared to be an Alvut?
That's called love. That's how it is.
Do I need a complete group like that I trust all of them?
What even you rely upon? That I am certain that they're strong, that they're rich, that they... That's considered that I rely on them?
That they go on a path
of Balas. The Creator stands behind them.
That they go according to the rules of Rabash and Balas Ulam, and that we give the inspiration to one another.
Meaning, who can sign in their place? That's what you're asking. You want to scrutinize.
I want friends.
It's not friends that you want. You want assured partners on the path. Not that you're going to promise them, but they will promise you.
So I signed blindly that I'm in Alvut for them. I'm not a...
You're not signing. No one needs your signature. What's with you?
My strength.
What spiritual forces can you provide them? Which?
I don't know.
You don't know. You don't have. That's why sit quietly. You're not yet worthy of coming to the spiritual bank and ask for a guarantee. Okay. What, Rami? Poor thing.
No.
Talking a lot about prayer, and it's going around in my head the story that you told us more than once, that you turned to Rabash angrily and he said, why didn't you ask? That it was this request that was lacking. Did Rabash teach you how to ask? What's this request that I'm asking? What example can we get from asking?
He didn't teach me, and I'm not going to teach you. It has to be a request from the heart, and only that. I do not hold back on anything from you. Everything that is possible, and even more than that, I give, just to not spoil it.
We learned from you that it's the hardest thing for the ego to put itself down and ask for help. Yeah, that's clear, but the technique, how a person can bring himself to really ask from the heart for something that isn't known, and knows that it's not clear at all, know that the solution is there for everything. If we connect for it, then we can get to a prayer. If we do something together in Alvut, then we get to a prayer. But we lack the knowledge how to do it, what it is, how to have that request, where to send it, where to concentrate it to. You don't have an example. What do we do?
You ask? That's called the prayer before a prayer. I'm happy that you are like that, in such frustrations. Well, so what's happening with our usher?
No.
Is he here or not?
ערבות זה השער אל הרוחניות, ערבות, ערבות. ערבות זה השער אל הרוחניות, ערבות, ערבות. השער אל הרוחניות, ערבות, ערבות. ערבות זה השער אל הרוחניות.